Elijah is stronger than the spirit of Jezebel. Say with me, the spirit of Elijah is stronger than the spirit of Jezebel. Jesus is a burning man, and he wants to consume every altar that competes with the blazing love of his son in our hearts. Not only that, he wants to raise up a generation of those who are jealous for him, who will tear down the altars of Baal in America. Desires to consume everything in us that wars against holy affection and passion for him. God wants to have his day at Carmel. Break down the altars of the prophets of Baal and raise up the blazing prophets of holy fire. God is looking for a holy bride, has eyes only for him. And he's coming, and he is going to search us, and he's going to search our eyes, because he wants a burning man in the desert. God is looking to cleanse the eyes of his church. Why was John the Baptist a burning lamp? Because he had a single eye of devotion to Christ. He had no side issues. His eyes, his devotion, the thing that he focused on, he was a burning man. They called him mad. They thought he had gone out of his mind. He was a possessed man in the desert because he didn't have his eyes on anything else. He had seen a vision of the bridegroom, and he was possessed. There's also one that arises who is the nemesis of Elijah and is the nemesis of John the Baptist. It's Jezebel. And this Jezebel is a mortal nemesis warrior spirit that is going to seek to devour the prophetic anointing that is going on in this kind of movement today. The spirit of Elijah is at war with the spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Elijah is at war with the spirit of Jezebel. The spirit of Elijah is at war with the spirit of Jezebel. There's coming a generation that has the zeal of the Lord because they've gazed on his eyes, they've seen his blazing fire, and they become possessed with him and him alone, and nothing else usurps the holy place of their heart. Jesus reveals himself when he goes to war with Jezebel. He's not the nice little Jesus being tender and kind. He is blazing with holy jealousy and anger against principalities and powers who have ripped out a young generation. God is raising up a Nazarite countercultural movement. Like a John the Baptist, a burning man in the desert, who does did not share his affection with anything. Today, I believe that God wants to call forth out of this place a Nazarite army who, through the grace of God, tear down these altars of Jezebel.